Matt Johnson back with more of the Halftime Show as the Yellow Jackets taking on St. Scholastica here in their home conference opener for the 2019-20 campaign. And now I'll join by senior guard Mercer Ruiz and Rizzo. It's good to catch up with you again. I know we talked briefly last year, your first year in the program. Now you're a senior, one of the leaders on this team. Sitting at 4-4, 2-0 in the conference, about where probably you expected to be at a certain level as far as the record goes. But I know you guys have been in a little bit of transition. Just give us, in the listeners here, a sense on how you think the transition has gone from last year into this year.
Well, obviously we have like a brand new team. We lost like our big rebounder, our big offensive boards, but our girls have like transitioned really well, and like our posts have stepped up really well, actually. Like, Eva and Pasha have become, like, really big defensively and offensively, and they're just our go-to. Like, Eva went from just being, like, a perimeter shooter to just all around now. So she's really stepped up a lot, too, as a senior.
You know, it's a team that people expect a lot from, obviously. It's a team that's had a lot of success, 20-plus wins the last 4 years, and then a couple of years in there with 18 and 19 wins over the last about decade or so. You guys narrowly missed the NCAA tournament last year. I know that sticks in you guys' craw a little bit. You know, facing a tough schedule this year so far, like I said, undefeated in the conference, but it does seem like you guys are starting to gel at the right time here.
Yeah, we actually really have really good team chemistry, so that helps a lot. So just getting to know each other more now, and like a lot of our underclassmen are actually stepping up pretty much too, so that helps a lot. Like, we're getting to see how everybody else plays, so it's actually fun to see how much we're developing from the beginning of the year.
You know, and also looking at you specifically, I know last year you were a newcomer into the program. You know, we're kind of getting used to what's this Yellow Jacket women's basketball thing all about as far as culturally and what your role was going to be. But now it's changed a little bit. You went from a junior now to a senior. You're one of the leaders on this team. Just talk about how your role has changed from last year to this year.
Yeah, obviously senior year is, like, really stressful, but it's nice being able – these group of girls are really nice, so it's nice playing with them, and, like, we have each other – we always have each other's back, and it's, like, being one of the leaders is always a nice thing because they're on and off the court. They're always, like, we're here for them, and it's, like, whenever they need to have a problem or they need help with anything, they come to one of us, and it's just nice to know that we're here for, like, a pat on the back, like, a talk, like, whenever they need us, like, we're just always there.
It does seem like the chemistry is good. I mean, it does seem like the girls do get along pretty well. You know, that's one of the kind of the hallmarks of the program has been that there's been a lot of good team chemistry. The team seems to gel pretty quickly, and it seems like this year is no exception to that.
Yeah. we all like each other a lot, so it helps a lot.
It does indeed. And with you guys now, I mean, you're sitting at, like I said, 4-4, 2-0 in the league. You guys are expected to battle Bethany Lutheran right down to the end. But tonight against St. Scholastica, that's a little bit of a different thing for you guys because it is the bridge battle. You've played in two of them now, so you get a kind of a feel of what it's all about. You know, knowing that they're a team that has had some trouble keeping numbers together. But, again, it's a rivalry game, so you throw the records out. What are you expecting from the Saints here tonight?
We're expecting a lot of pressure for the ball. So, like, they really want to beat us, obviously. So it's, like, going to be a good back-to-back game. Bridge battles are always fun, so.
Yeah. All right, well, Marissa, thanks for taking the time. I know that you've got some lofty goals. And, by the way, congratulations on the 20-point game. That was a really nice one. What was the biggest key for that one? Let me ask you that before we let you go.
Confidence, I guess.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, again, congratulations on that nice game last time out. We hope we'll talk with you again, and good luck the rest of the 2019-20 campaign.
Thank you for having me.
That was Yellow Jacket senior guard Marissa Ruiz. I'll be right back with more of the Halftime Show after this on 91.3 FM, KUWS Superior.